What I want to see happen is something that simply financially and mathematically works. The policy decision about whether to close the second injury fund or to recapitalize it belongs to the General Assembly. But what I care about is that mathematically, whatever their decision is, works for the people of Missouri. So just take a realistic look at this thing. Give us a direction to proceed that allows this fund to take care of the workers that have been injured and are in need of care, and stop ignoring the fact that this fund became insolvent 5 years ago.
Right, and that was a big part of the discussion. Saying after these contributions were capped in 2005, then the economy tanked, and if had that not happened, it would not be in the trouble that it is.
My preference is that we close the fund. But if the legislature sees fit to recapitalize the fund, as long as they recapitalize it with enough money in order for us to continue operations, then that is acceptable to me. I question whether or not the business community is willing to put enough money into working capital to get what is actually an insolvent fund back on its feet. But ultimately, these are policy decisions that belong to the legislators themselves.